Well, a CIA insurgent, the father of a U.S. Army veteran arrested by the FBI for joining the Syrian insurgency, says his son was working for the CIA.
I know he was doing some work for the CIA over there, so I don't understand what this is all about, what is going on right now, but I know for a fact that he was passing information onto the CIA.
Definitely not Al-Qaeda.
Daryl Haroun said his son Eric was very patriotic and would never join militant groups, but reports indicate that the U.S. Army veteran slipped into Syria in January to fight alongside the notorious Al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front. Now the detained soldier has reportedly admitted to shooting up to 10 people and involvement in downing a Syrian chopper. Now he's charged with plotting to use a weapon of mass destruction outside of the U.S. Last week, the New York Times said the CIA was working with Turkey and certain regional Arab governments to ship arms to militants fighting the Syrian government. This is Washington has repeatedly said it's concerned about arms falling into the hands of Al-Qaeda link terrorist groups. Let's switch over to Ohio in the United States, joined by senior editor of Veterans Today. Thank you so much for being with us, Gordon Duff. But how likely is this, what the father of this young man is saying, that basically he doesn't even understand what's going on because his son was working for the CIA?
I have very little doubt that his son was at least in contact with the CIA. Within the special operations community in the U.S., and we're the publication that represents that community, at least two companies that are owned by close friends are operating in that area in support, working for the CIA, in support of this same group that's now said to be Al-Qaeda. So we have two problems. One, that we have Americans, exactly like the one arrested, directly in the employment of the CIA, organizations that are working there. I can name these people. Operational security prevents it, unless, of course, someone decided I had to go to court and testify for them, which I would be able to do. I also know the U.S. Delta Force is operating in Jordan, the U.S. Special Forces, in support of this same organization that they're now saying is Al-Qaeda.
Well, Gordon, what exactly does that mean? If what you're saying, excuse me, but if what you're saying is true, that the same organization or the same organization that the State Department and U.S. government in general is saying is Al-Qaeda link, but you're saying that you have sources that you know that some military units or intelligence units of the United States are involved with this group, what exactly does that mean?
These people are personal friends. I talk to them on a regular basis. I know where they are. I know what they're doing. Additionally, the Israeli government openly admits that it's giving at least medical aid, we know much more than that, to this same group that's now calling itself Al-Qaeda. Plus, we have two issues in the U.S. Until a couple of days ago, the Obama administration denied that there were Al-Qaeda operatives operating in Syria, and it was our opposition party in the U.S. that was accusing the president of supporting Al-Qaeda in Syria. The insanity of this is almost unparalleled, because how can someone know what group is Al-Qaeda or not? What we know is that the weapons that this young man is accused of using came through Turkey. They were supplied by NATO. There's no question about this. The group was trained by the United States. That he went, if you were going to accuse him of something, he could just as easily have been arrested if he'd failed to shoot at Syrian Army helicopters.
Right. Okay. Very complex.
I have no idea what the crime is here, other than it appears that the CIA and FBI don't know what each other are doing.
All right.
Which, by the way, is not the first time that's happened.
All right. So sorry, Gordon Duff. I'd love to continue to talk to you perhaps another time, but we're out of time right now. Senior editor, Veterans Today, out of Ohio.